You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. A new movie has been sparking emotion and discussion among the cystic fibrosis community. 5 Feet Apart is a love story between two teenagers with CF. As we learn in the film, patients are told to stay 6 feet apart from each other to avoid infections. But one of the main characters, Stella, moves a foot closer to her fellow CF patient, Will, in an effort to take some agency in her treatment plan. Boise has a cystic fibrosis clinic at St. Luke's Children's Hospital. Mark Vaught is a CF behavioral health coordinator and is with us live in studio, as is Sarah Cahoon, a CF patient. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start, Mark, with something pretty simple here.
Okay.
Just tell me give me an explanation of cystic fibrosis. What is the illness and who gets it?
Well, it's a genetic progressive and life-limiting disease where the body produces a thick, sticky mucus that affects the lungs. It also causes ongoing infections in the lungs, and over time it makes it more and more difficult for people to breathe. It also affects the pancreas, so it makes it more difficult for people to be able to absorb nutrition and digest their food. And that in turn then affects them from being able to maintain a healthy weight. There's also other major organs that it does impact.
So it's a lot more than a respiratory disease.
A lot more.
Okay. Well, St. Luke's is home to the Cystic Fibrosis Center of Idaho. Tell us about some of the treatments and the therapies that it offers and how patients are treated for this.
So the Cystic Fibrosis Center of Idaho, most patients will come in for a routine 3-month clinic visit to meet with. We have an interdisciplinary team. We have doctors, both pediatric and adult providers, dietitian, nurses, social workers, behavioral health coordinators, physical therapists, respiratory therapists. So when people with CF come in for one of their appointments, it can be a long appointment, anywhere between 2 to 3 hours. And a lot of times it's coming in, meet with the nurses, meet with respiratory therapy. A lot of times they do what's called spirometry to take a look at how their lung functioning is. Mm-hmm. And the doctors will kind of go in and be able to talk with them about how their intensive daily treatment at home has been going. There's a lot of airway clearance, vest treatments. There's daily enzymes that they have to take to help them maintain their weight. So it's a way to kind of check in and just see how they're able to kind of maintain their health with all the treatments that they have to do. A lot of times if people are sick in between those 3-month clinic visits, they will call in and they can come in for a sick visit to check in. One of the things that happens a lot, which I think the movie talks a little bit about, is that if somebody, even if they are doing their treatments, because it's a progressive disease, they can have what's called a CF exacerbation and have more frequent inpatient admissions.
Okay. Well, Sarah, first off, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Tell us about how is your treatment going? How is your health?
So my health is doing really well. Actually, I had a double lung transplant almost 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So before my transplant, I was doing treatments, breathing treatments, vest treatment 4 times a day, which is at least 30 minutes each time. I was on full-time oxygen. I had a feeding tube because I just could not eat enough to maintain my weight. I was at the doctor at least once a week, depending on how I was doing, if I was having an exacerbation or not. And I was in the hospital several times a year.
Oh, my gosh.
But now, with great lungs, I am doing really good. So I go every 3 months for my checkup.
Do you have any symptoms? Are things residual? Or is this sort of a clean slate now with these fresh lungs?
So you still have CF with new lungs because mm-hmm. it is a genetic thing and it's down at the cell level where the problem is. So I still have to take enzymes, still have to worry about my weight, still have other CF problems. But because my lungs are better, the rest of my body is doing better. So when you have great oxygen, it helps the whole body.
Well, fantastic. Glad you're doing well. Well, we talked a little bit about the film is called 5 Feet Apart, and part of it is the 6 Feet Apart rule. Can you explain what that is? Is that actually a thing?
It is.
Yeah. Who wants to take that?
Yeah. You want to?
Sure. So when you cough, you know, and the movie talks about this. You you put them in the air and you can catch them and get sick. So it really is up to 6 feet. Mm-hmm. I think I don't remember all of the details about all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's why they recommend staying that far apart. I have two siblings with CF. So if you have siblings, they don't have to follow that rule. Thank heavens. But yes, for others, you can catch various bacteria from other people.
There's a lot of, germs and bacteria, and that's the guidelines say that it's important to stay at least 6 feet apart because that's the distance that would hopefully prevent somebody if they cough or they sneeze.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Mark Vaught, a CF Behavioral Health Coordinator at the Cystic Fibrosis Center of Idaho, and Sarah Cahoon, a CF patient. Let's dive into the film itself. It came out in March, 5 feet apart. Tell us a little bit about the movie. What? Without giving too much away, tell us a little bit about it.
I guess I'll take that.
Okay.
So it really is an educational movie about CF. As far as the education standpoint, I thought it was great. They talked about what CF is, a little bit about what the daily life is like, although they are in the hospital the whole time. So they don't show the home aspect of it, but they are in the hospital. They talk about some of the different bacteria that we have. The big one was Sapacia, which is a really bad bacteria that CF patients can get. But as far as the education, amazing. Amazing. I was actually quite surprised at what they got right without the Hollywood part of it that, you know.
Well, let's dive into that. I mean, it's been sparking a lot of discussion around the country. What is it that's in this movie that is resonating with patients and family? What did they get right, and what would you say, both of you, that they, you know, might have been a little glossed or gleamed for the Hollywood touch?
I think what they got right was the emotion. The emotional part is hard because we don't get to touch other people. And I mean, nowadays they have FaceTime and all these other things that people can reach out to with. But when I was younger, we didn't have that. So it was often, it's a very isolating disease. And there's just something about being in the same room talking to somebody that has the same problems as you that is healing. It is. So it is a hard emotional disease that you have to stay apart.
And you think it captured that accurately?
I think it captured that pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what did you think?
The one thing that I thought was really good is showing the amount of pain and suffering emotionally that somebody with cystic fibrosis can experience. And I thought that it did a good job of showing that each person with cystic fibrosis is unique. So each person has their own personality, their own kind of ways of coping with cystic fibrosis that they bring with them. With the lead female actor in the movie, you know, I think that it kind of showed her really focusing in on making sure that she stayed on top of her daily CF treatments and making sure that, you know, she was taking her medications and her med card and everything, that she was very focused in on adhering to all of those daily treatments, even so much to the point to where she really wants to make sure that the other characters are also really following their daily treatment regimens within the inpatient setting. Whereas you have the male main character, and I think for him, you know, he's kind of demonstrating, I think, some of those struggles with control, where I think, you know, being born with cystic fibrosis, that genetic disease, and not having a choice of that and all of the different therapies that they have to go through every day, I think, you know, for him, and I've seen this with some other people, they try and gain control some other way in their life. And kind of some of the things that he did was, well, how can I gain some control? Well, I can choose not to do my therapies. I can have control over that.
Mm-hmm.
I can choose to not have kind of the same type of an outlook as the main female character did. And so he kind of came from a place of, I think, more frustration with the disease. And so for me, And I think the whole reason why behavioral health was brought into cystic fibrosis centers is because there's been, I think, a lot of focus in on the diagnosis and on the physical symptoms of physical pain and suffering, but not as much of the emotional side. And I think that's one message this movie really gives, is the importance of kind of having a balance between helping people not only physically but also emotionally.
Well, a lot of the staff at your clinic has seen the movie. Have they found it helpful when it comes to assisting patients?
I think so. I think so, that understanding more of kind of that emotional side of everything that people go through, how disruptive an inpatient admission can be, especially for people who routinely have multiple admissions within 1 year. And I think just helping people to understand that it's so important to have as much empathy and compassion as you can when you're working with people with CF, and to remember that there's a whole emotional side and lots of things going on, and to really be able to meet the person where they're at.
Yeah.
We've just got a few seconds left, but Sarah, how is this landing with people in the CF community? Are they embracing it, or are they have it taking some issues with it?
As far as I know, I think most of them are doing really well and happy with the education part of it, and a little bit of the emotional, to show that it really is a struggle. You know, every time you get sick, every time you end up in the hospital or you have to have another surgery, it really is draining emotionally. And so, as far as I know, the ones that I've talked to have liked it.
We've been speaking with Mark Vaught, a CF behavioral health coordinator at the Cystic Fibrosis Center of Idaho, and Sarah Cahoon, a CF patient. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.